What's up? What's up? This is Angel Renee coming to you from Healing Versus Hurt Podcast. Let's talk a little bit about a little bit of something. What's up, everyone? This is truly going to be a quick one. Okay, seriously, this is a quick one. I'm gonna put it to you like this. All you empaths, sensitives, who can feel other folks' stuff, they energy, how they be for real treating you, how they for real be throwing shade toward you, and all of that. I don't care if it's a parent. I don't care who it is, okay? Let me tell you this. Start having confidence in yourself. Knowing that what you're feeling, what you're seeing, how they're responding to you, how they act toward you. The thing is, it didn't just start today or yesterday. It's been going on, okay? Don't ignore those signs. Trust your intuition. Trust your gut. Trust your Holy Spirit. Whatever word you want to call it to make yourself feel comfortable, okay? Trust yourself. Because what you're seeing, what you're feeling, what you have become aware of now, that's probably been going on for a very long time, is now coming to the light. What's the one verse that says everything in the dark comes to light? It's true. And it's the same thing. The thing is that even not speaking of actual light and actual dark, but actual energy of how people treat you will come to light. The way that things that they don't do, trying to act like they don't see on purpose, is energy that they're putting out there toward you. You can feel it. Stop acting like you don't feel it. Stop acting like because you're so nice, don't allow the amount of misuse toward you, because you can usually take on so much. That's not always good. Okay, that's not always a good thing, because what happens is you take on so much of other people's junk and how they feel about you, for real. And what you do is you ignore things that happen that may not be, if you will, as large as some things. So you kind of deal with those traumas or those petty activities and that shade that people throw, because it doesn't seem like it's like that big. But when people start to show their disloyalty toward you, don't ignore it. It's not a small thing. It's a very large thing. And you are worth more than the little 2 cent they try. As my grandfather would say, those two little Chinese pennies, how they try to act like that's all you worth is them two little Chinese pennies. Okay? You're worth way more. You are inherently valuable. You understand me? You understand me? You are inherently valuable. So what they're showing you today is nothing that started this actual moment. It's something that started way before this day. So don't ignore it. Don't ignore yourself because you want to be nice and you don't want any drama. You don't want, you know, them to feel a certain way about you because that's not how you are. Forget all of that. Let them think what they want to. Let them say what they want to. Let them feel the way they want to. Okay? Because most of those people won't even tell you anything or try to come to you and try to, you know, if they have something wrong with how you are toward them, they're not even going to come and tell you. So you can't worry about them. You can't worry about, am I being nice enough to them? Am I doing enough for them in this relationship? Don't listen. Hey, I'm going to tell you like this. You've probably already done enough and probably more than they've ever done, but they'll try to act like the things that you've done is not valuable enough for them. And it's okay, because the things that you have done, you have to look at this. The things that you know you've done, you know where it came from. You know it came from your heart. If they didn't accept the love that you showed them, and things that you've done from their heart that they've never have done probably for you. You know what I'm saying? Most of the time it's like that. And this is no tit for tat. I'm not a tit for tat person. Either I can do it or I motherfucking can't. Okay? And that's just that simple. And if someone doesn't see the givings of your heart and how giving and kind and compassionate you are toward them, even though they may even know how they treat you when you're not around, or talk about you when you're not around, or say things about you when you're not around, or throw shade, don't ignore those things, because they're real. Okay? And they're showing you exactly what they think about you. But this is the thing. The deeper part of that is, it don't have nothing to do with you. It has nothing to do with you. Promise you. So don't be feeling bad for people and they stuff. Because let them have their stuff. You got your own stuff. Everybody got their stuff. So your stuff is your stuff. Keep your stuff and do what you need to heal in your stuff. If they are not willing to heal or be compassionate or forgiving or loving, and they can only do it for people when they are always getting a yes from them, don't worry about those people. Like I told you, I don't give a damn if it's a parent. I don't care if it's a sibling. I don't care if it's a friend. I don't care who it is. Don't ignore yourself. Don't ignore the energy that you feel about a situation. And if you have any questions, ask them. 9 times out of 10, you're not going to get the truth for real, because most people are too afraid and fearful of speaking the actual truth. You know, and you would think like, okay, if you ain't trying to F with me like that, or you rather throw shade than just be like, this relationship don't align no more. No, they don't want to say this relationship don't align no more. They'll rather just have these things that they think about you, not realizing that words, thoughts become reality. So if you're negatively thinking about somebody, and this is including you too, empaths, if you're negatively always thinking about somebody, or speaking negative, like what do you think is going to come out of that? That's all. Speak your truth, yes. Don't ignore your awareness. You understand? Don't ignore your inner awareness, because that's what's going to help you throughout this lifetime here on Earth, is you trusting yourself. A lot of people will say, trust other things. And if that works for them. I'm just sharing with you what works for me. Trusting my inner self is something that I'm so glad that I have become aware of. Because for the longest, I was trusting what people would say to me. I remember one time I shared some information with a friend of mine about something that I wanted to start doing. I had bought a book. I was excited about it. Boom, boom. I'm about to do this. Whoop, whoop. You know, they said, oh, I don't see you doing that. Well, they don't see me doing it, but they also can't tell me what they could see me doing. But I was in this happy, joyous state, but they sprinkled their insecurities on me. And at the time, because I was insecure and not confident in myself, I allowed those words of the outside to convince me that I couldn't do something. And now, when we're in present moments, now this person is speaking the same thing. This is what they want to do. And not one time would I ever tell a person what they can't do or what I don't see them doing, because that's not up to me. We all have our individual journeys, right? So the thing is that people will speak from their insecurities. People will speak from their fears and all of the above. Let them have it. You don't need to argue with nobody. You don't need to go back and forth. You don't need any drama in your life, because the thing is, if you seek peace, you will understand exactly what I'm talking about right now. Okay? So I told you this was going to be short. We had about 9 minutes and about 39 seconds. So I'm going to leave it at that. I love you all, and I will talk to you soon. Peace.